glamping tents. So that's really all I have to say.
All right.
Do you have any idea how tall the privacy fence is?
It's 7 foot, and it sits about this far off of the curb now. So in essence, it's 10 foot. If I was standing on my front driveway, it'd be about elevated about 10 foot higher than it is now.
And I'm assuming that's part of the Point Royale.
The privacy fence, I believe, is the Point Royale's privacy fence. They haven't painted it recently like it's theirs, but I've only been there since June, so I don't know. But it's in good shape. There are several trees that are draped over that privacy fence that are on the subject property that are scraping the fence that I'm assuming that will eventually get cleaned up. I don't know, but there's a lot of beautiful trees on that property. So that's really my concern is the height of the tents, stormwater runoff, and the convenience store. Questions I'd like to see you address.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Next.
Sheila Gerth Fitzpatrick. So I helped build the campground whenever it started. George lived there. Our property's pretty flat. It's always had runoff because Point Royale is not flat. It's a rolling golf course. It's always been that. It's a farmland. 50 years ago, that's what it was. It was a farm. It connects to our property. They put the fence in, but it's always had runoff. It had the number one septic user in the state of Missouri 50 years ago, my father bought. It had its own running septic. It was all steel. It was run. It was all done by the EPA. We took water up every day. It worked perfectly. So we went by the county's conditions, and we tore it down. So they put the sewer up the back. And my father died two years ago. But I met this man probably, 4 hours ago? Didn't even know he's trying to buy the property. And I went out there and took my mom because she wanted to see the property. People have been down there, methers. They've been cutting trees. It's horrible. I filed a report 2 years ago, had a video at the person doing it, and they wouldn't do anything. So now they've come on our property and are trying to destroy it. So I met him. So he gives me this vision of what he wants to do. Well, my father got ran over when he was a young man by a dump truck, and he was paralyzed and everything. But this was his vision. And I was so amazed when I saw this. But this is exactly what Dad, George, wanted to build. Cabins, the grocery store. The grocery store already has the foundation, which you know it's standing there. That was going to be exactly where this is. So I was totally amazed by this young man's vision. And I'm thrilled. I'm totally thrilled. I showed him where the pipes are, where everything is, because I dug it. I built the campground. I dug the water lines. I did everything because my dad was paralyzed. But when Point Royale went in there, they always had runoff from the rain. But they never fixed it. Well, if you've got flat land, it's going to go down the pipes. It just is. But I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that they're going to do something with the property that's going to make it beautiful. Because Branson needs it, and it's going to work for fly fishing. It's going to be beautiful, and I'm all for it.
All right. Thank you, Sir. Were you going to come up?
Hello, my name is Gary Nelson. I'm the managing member of E&N Outdoor Properties, which owns the property just to the west of the subject here. And I'm sorry I can't top the blessing of a current owner who's obviously excited about the legacy of her father, but I can't give the blessing of the neighboring property. Obviously, if you've been by this property, it is abandoned and definitely needs revitalization. So I was very excited to receive a letter that somebody was finally going to do something about this. So You know, as far as, you know, the property and its purpose, you know, it's going from a campground to a modern campground. So we're pretty excited to see that, and I think it's a positive development for the area's tourism and what it offers. I think it's positive for the area in general. And I happen to know Ryan personally and can attest to the last speaker that this is an incredible guy, great father, great family man, and somebody who I'm excited to have as a future neighbor potentially. So after conversations with Ryan, I'm very confident with his intentions and his commitment with this property over time. And as a neighboring property, you know, I couldn't be more excited to see him fulfill that vision as well. So just excited about that, and wanted to express my blessing of this passing as well. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you taking the time to do that. Anyone else? You want to come back up? Can you address any of the questions from the prior individual?
Yes, sir. I'd like to go over everyone that I caught here. As far as the drainage goes, we'll do what is required and reasonable of us. If there's any flaw in the property or the design, we'll happily change any of the flaws. I'm not sure what we can do from a natural aspect of the layout of the land, but if there is some flaw in our design or the design of the current property, we can do something to alter that. We don't intend on adding any other impervious surfaces. The tents and the two mini cabins are on raised platforms that still allow absorption underneath, so the impervious surfaces are really not going to be changed at all. As she mentioned, even the foundation is currently intact where the camp store is supposed to go. With regards to that store, the convenience store, again, it's going to match our plan for the entire property, which is to have a high-quality, visually appealing property that matches the landscape. We don't intend to cut down trees. In fact, I was the one that reported that there was a log thief, apparently, in the last week that came down and cut down a bunch of trees. So that was a detriment, unfortunately. But the camp store, as well as the two mini cabins, are two versions of the same type of structure. They're an arched cabin is what they're called. It's a company that makes them in all sorts of sizes, from, you know, 10 feet wide, 14, up to 30 feet wide. They look the same, and you finish them out to what you would want. So it's a arched, I think of an A-frame, but with an arch to it, that is finished out to modern standards. So it'll have the front and interior finished out to a high-quality, natural-looking cabin-type aspect. So hopefully that can be what will be in the convenience store. We would certainly love to offer locally roasted coffee. I have visions of renting out the space to one of the local coffee roasters and having them run a drive-through. If you look up at the top of the screen, there is a space there for that. There's a lot to be planned for that, but what we want to have there is what you would find at any camp store, you know, all of your little souvenirs and trinkets, s'mores, goodies. If we so get licensed for it, we would love to have local Missouri wines and craft brews, and that's it, not anything additional. Again, kind of just fitting the theme for what you can envision for an upscale camping resort. Going down the list, the glamping tent height, if you can scroll down, the only ones that we intend to raise are in this open space. We don't intend to have any glamping tents anywhere up here. And then the ones down here are on ground level. So any of the condos, I'm not sure where you're at, sir, there won't be any significant height issue, I don't think. And I know we keep saying tents. They're hardly tents. They're semi-permanent structures. They're wind rated to 90 miles an hour. They have a 10-year warranty on them. The only part that you have to replace when you do replace them is the actual skin of the product. So Yes, it's a tent, but it's a fancy tent.
We were talking about sewer earlier, and you talked about hooking onto the city sewer.
Yes, sir.
Will you have to annex into the city?
They have told me so, but they have also instructed me to go through the process with the county to get this all up and running. And then after the connection, they will do what they've got to do to get it annexed. They've suggested making it one parcel again, but I was directed to do this here today.
Okay.
Any specific questions for the applicant?
What's our zoning layer on that stuff?
RV one.
Okay.
RVs are fine. You know, you just have your density. But the glamping is a conditional use in an RV park. Your convenience store is a conditional use in an RV park. So, yeah, the RV part is available to use.
I was kind of twitching, wondering why he was here.
If you look under RV1, nightly rental is a C, conditional use, and then, yeah.
You haven't been studying your grid.
Study the grid, huh?
We'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Yeah. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's funny. That is funny. Scott, do we have any old or new business?
I do not have.
I have new business. Who picked out these chairs?
Uh-oh. You know what? I got to agree.
Did you do that?
No.
Let's go ahead and adjourn, and then we can address that.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.